Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of February, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you at the top of the hour by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex is here wearing his KCNR.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
What's that?
It's raining. I normally get up at 5 and then I get up at 6 to come to the station. Yeah. And I woke up this morning. I'm like, holy geez, it's 6:30.
Oh.
So, yeah, I raced here.
Well, you still.
Yeah.
I was running late today. I mean, I got up early enough.
You were right behind me.
Yeah, but Linda fixing breakfast and it was an elaborate affair. And then she got into the shower first. There's the difference. If she gets into the shower first, it pushes me back 10 minutes. I mean, you don't take long showers, but it pushes me back 10 or 12 minutes, and then we'll chit-chat.
Yeah.
And then I'll see, where's the dog? And he's over there chewing on something. Then the next thing you know, it's like 20 till. Yeah. Instead of being here at 6:30, yeah, like you and I usually are, because you know, close to that.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden it was like, oh.
Well, it's President's Day today.
Well, it is.
It is President's
Day. A lot of people are not at work
today. Which president?
All presidents. It's all presidents.
Yeah. Used to be, and I say this every year, so
well,
for those
Lincoln and Washington.
Washington would be one day.
Washington's birthday.
But the day that we would get off would be Washington's birthday.
Yeah.
We never got off on Lincoln. No. Growing up, I'm talking about, I'm a 70s kid. So we had Washington's, and then growing up, the big sale of the year, I tell this all the time because I'll never forget it. My mom and I lived in the country, and we drive in to Sacramento, the big trip. It was like an hour. And we would hit this place that was in the country club mall at that point called Kitty Corral. Because this is like first through fifth grade. And everything was like a big sale, big sale. It wasn't like we have sales that go on all the time now. Washington's birthday was the big sale. Or you had moonlight sales. So we would shop for the whole day, stop at Lyons on the corner of Watt Avenue and Arden Way, and have cherry pie. And this was a Washington's birthday celebration that we would shop, and I would come back with a trunk full of clothes for the year. And living in the country, I've always been a weirdo, so I wore the big fishnet ladder, like bright clothes, patent leather shoes, and here I'm with, you know, the seersucker wardrobe country girls, and I'm like, bah! Anyway, I've always been weird expressing myself with that kind of out there fashion and a little bit more subdued these days in my life. But that's what Washington's birthday was for us. And, of course, celebrating Washington, and we would get one day off, not a whole week. Now, I understand there's some schools that have Washington week. I mean, excuse me, President's
like,
week.
Isn't it kind of like their spring break? But let me just share with everybody that Linda and her mom still do that. Drive down to Sacramento and 93-year-old mother-in-law and much younger daughter go out and shop for 4-5 hours.
Usually 3 hours now.
Well, yeah. But it was 4 or 5 hours. And it's the same thing. Bring home a trunk full of clothes. And then take back a trunk full of
and
clothes.
And I hide some of them.
You hide.
That's my vice.
I know.
That's my secret vice that Carl knows about. I hide
it. It's not really too much of a secret since all the bills flow through me. But then she hides them under like, I have a Kohl's or I have a Macy's or a what's the other one?
Nordstrom's. Yeah.
Credit card, so I don't see them. And then, and then Friday I saw one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I did.
We'll talk about.
We got makeup.
But why don't you do the weather?
Wind advisory today, by the way. You can't see it right now, but the wind advisory, today's Washington's birthday, and rain likely before and it's happening right now. Showers just, you know, coming in the back of the studio. And they're talking about thunderstorms today. It looks like, when we're talking about, thunderstorms and rain after 1 a.m. with our overnight lows of 33. You put the blanket on the horse?
The blanket's on the horse.
Oh, good,
but
good.
The thing is that we were going to move cattle today and take them, we're going to load them and take them down to the vet for bank, inoculations.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Can you move cattle in this?
It depends
on how mucky it is. So tonight, again.
You asked me why I didn't put on my new rain jacket.
We could have guests up to 23 miles per hour, yes. That was a good deal. We went over to, Eddie Bowers is going out of business. Tuesday, rain before 10 a.m. Why can't I? Tuesday, rain before 10 a.m., possible thunderstorms again tomorrow between 10 and 4, and then also thunderstorms after 4 p.m. So high near 48 tomorrow with gusts can be up to 40 miles per hour. Rain before 10 p.m. on Tuesday night with around 29. So we have cold weather ahead of us.
29?
Yes, yes.
A low of 29?
Yes, Wednesday will be rain before 10, then about, wind could be, you know, 40 miles, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. And Wednesday night, looks like we have rain and overnight lows of around 33. So we're in that really chilly weather. Again, thank God you didn't pack your sweaters and your sweater caps because that's what's calling for rain, cold. Thursday, chance of rain. Again, Friday, chance of rain. Friday with around 47, overnight lows of 34. So we've got that we're under 50s and the low 30s at nighttime, except for Sunday night. So, you know, why read Sunday when it's a Monday? You know, we see that I could read this weather today and then 3 days from now it changes, but we are under
it's going to be raining all week. It's going to be cold weather at night.
Wind advisory as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. The Kinney family is always giving seniors and veterans special discounts. Locally owned, veteran owned. 365-3793 for all of your gas and propane needs. And I bet you need it right now. That's it. Shasta Gas Propane.
Let's talk about...
Well, I have some headlines.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Let's take an early break. Hey, Alex, we're going to take an early break because I'm going to come back. I want to talk about Go Red Luncheon.
Okay.
Which was really, my very first one. I want to give my impressions of that, of course, the Shasta Regional Go Red, which is about heart health awareness for women. So we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Now, as I've been predicting, thanks to the work of our president, it appears your interest rates are finally on the way down. How will that affect you? Well, I'm joined by Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
What do you think about the great news? What does that mean for the sellers that you're working with?
You know, Sean, I think that the biggest thing is this, is that as interest rates go down, it serves as gravity to value. So as rates go down, the value of homes goes up. And as those rates go up, the value of homes goes down. So as we watch rates going down in the future, we could expect that the asset value of real estate is going to start to go up. So the question is, do you sell now or do you sell later? Do you buy now or you buy later? I would say either way, as long as you're in the market, you're going to receive the benefit.
All right. Thanks for keeping us up to date. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Go online to readinghomes.com. That's Reading, R-E-D-D-I-N-G, homes.com, or just Google Josh Barker. That's Josh Barker, and then you can start packing.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Reading Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Reading Bike Park. We just want to thank the Reading Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Carl and the Bot. Hey, we are, you can get to us on our website. We've changed up a little bit, and it's kcnrradio.com. kcnrradio.com takes you to our website. However, if you still use kcnr1460.com, you can get there. But go to kcnrradio.com. It takes you right to our web page and our sponsors, and you can click on our sponsors, get to their web page. So it's just easier.
kcnrradio.com. Okay.
That green thing in
front
of you.
Yeah, I see that.
And up there.
We've just been on the air.
Live.
We've been on the air 16 years, and so you know how it,
for
a long time, people.
Change is good. Well, a lot of people still don't realize we have an FM station because it's in the radios at home. No, it's true. They go, well, you know, I was having no problem with 1460. They asked, did you go to 96.5? And they go, why? And I went, well, that's our station. That's our FM station. Really?
And sometimes like, you can hear
it,
that.
What's it been like, 6 years?
Six or seven years.
On
a good day, we've actually heard that on the way down to Corning. We're like,
all
what?
The way to Corning. We're listening to our station, and we're cheering and waving.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Okay, I want to talk about Go Red. Now, Go Red is put on by Shasta Regional Medical Center. And
Lynn Ann Foster. Yes. Yes.
And Lynn Ann Foster is the one that it's a one-man committee, the way I understand it, because you talk to her all the time. And she is their media publicity outreach, community outreach person. Really a fine person. And she puts this whole thing together. And it's about heart health for women. And you've been going to this for years, and you've emceed it for years. And this was in 3 years. And then you invited me.
And my parents. We had
Your parents had come up here because we were celebrating their 73rd wedding anniversary. Yeah, 73 years, and Tom drove up. He'll be 95 in July, still can drive really well. We wouldn't let him if we thought there was a problem.
Right.
Yeah. And he knows his own limitations. I mean, if it's raining or they don't drive after dark, they don't drive if it's bad weather.
Right.
You know, just because of reaction time. Anyway, so Wind River hosted this, or they had
for the first time
because it's grown so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Wind River just thoroughly outdid themselves on this. I mean, the decorations, the food, which was, it was a salad. when they put the salad down, it filled a plate. And I said, is this the lunch, or is this just kind of like the, oh no. But it totally filled you up. It was.
Because you went into. Because
it had chicken in it.
It
had
deep.
Everything. It went deep. It was a deep plate.
Yeah.
So, and they had just great speakers. Of course, Dr. Khan was there. And they brought in, and bless me, I can't remember his name. But he is one of the very few heart surgeons, which he is a master of heart health. And there's only like 90 of them in the United States. You figure, and he's one of them. And he was the speaker.
And he's a wonderful he tours a lot and does national speaking, of course, international speaking. And they took questions and answers.
And that's what he did was he spoke for a bit. Then he took questions from the audience about heart health. But it was a really, really good event. And all of these ladies are there, and they're wearing red, and they're all decked out. I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in a while. And I'm just a little drum roll here. Linda was presented the Heart of the Community Award, as was Marianne Seifert.
Yes.
And total surprise to you.
Complete.
And for Marianne, too.
Yes.
So there were tears and all this. But it was, I'm so proud of you, honey. And they read out some of the things that you do. And you don't realize that when you're doing it that people recognize that, because you don't do it. You've never done it for recognition. And because of a unique position we're in here at the radio station. But it was an incredible award.
It really was.
And
my parents were there, and you were there.
Yeah.
And then we had some special clients as well, and you know, some friends that we needed to, that have done some outstanding things where they've either contributed to fundraisers or they've done.
That we've been involved with.
Right. They've done, you know, like you do auction items. And I just really felt like.
I just wanted you to.
Oh.
I just wanted people to know this. Of course, it was all over Facebook for 2 days. But the event itself. My friends, and they said, "Well, we want more men to come." So that's kind of how I got there this year.
And they said last year, you said, "I'm going to put together a table of men." So she said, "Because Carl going to, well, you know, as it gets closer and things, but you, to men, to, I mean, we did have. Let's talk about and thank you so much. And I was completely honored. And when I did get teary eyed, and all of a sudden I was crying in my soup and I couldn't eat. But there was. The topper, and I'm sure my parents yesterday when they got home, or the other day when they got home, Valentine's Day, which is their real 73rd anniversary, they talked about Megan Daly. And let's talk about Megan Daly.
Yes.
Megan and Brian, you know, Brian was assemblyman, then he became a senator, and then he ran for governor. So when he got, Megan took the senator seat, and they've been
She took the assembly seat first, then up to the senator seat when he left. And then was it last year or 2 years ago?
I think we're going on our second year.
Yeah.
While she, and, you know, this is just very interesting because she.
And it's not a secret. It was, but.
She had a stroke and lost either it was the left or the right side.
Right side.
And so she called it a condition now where she can think it, she can see it, but she can't really speak it.
I think it's called.
Yeah.
And she sees the word, but she can't say it.
Right. And so she spoke, which. I'm going to cry. She has my hero award. That was so brave of her to share her journey and what she went through. And Brian right now is just like, you know, I'm just retired. He's taking care of her. And afterwards he came over and said, you know, there were signs, but we ignored them. Like she was drinking a gallon of water and her legs were getting swollen.
Well, she was, She was
out of breath.
Yes, out of breath. But all of these things that they ignored, and she talked about it. And the thing was, is that they finally went to they finally got it. They said there's something going on with her heart. She was supposed to have an ablation on Monday, and on Sunday she had the stroke. And she was already in, I think she was already in the hospital. But, and it was a very serious stroke.
And let's not forget that.
But the symptoms, as they both said, were all there.
And when they went through the very first time at the emergency, they said, we can't find anything.
And they gave her an inhaler.
Yeah, so this is why the term they used at the day, at the end of, don't be embarrassed. Be embarrassed, but that, and being embarrassed and going to, if you still think something's wrong and you are told it's nothing and you feel, I know something is, get a second opinion. That's what Brian said. I wish we got a second opinion. That's what he said to me. I wish we would have got a second opinion. Something was wrong. So anyway, the takeaway from the whole day was that people left. They felt, I think they really got the message. Wind River, the event was beautiful and glamorous. And then they had all kinds of boutiques with, that you could shop at with jewelry and, natural homemade, cookies and oatmeal and hats and clothing and all this wonderful stuff. But it was so full, but beautifully done. I think there was almost 500 people there, So congratulations, Lynn Ann. I know that she worked really hard. She was like, I've got to move it. It's growing. And, it was just, they did, the event center at Wind River did an outstanding job. Their service, how they served people, how they took away, it was very, very efficient. And I just feel blessed. I'm glad you were there and my mom and dad were there.
Okay.
Now, I know we've got some.
I've got one more thing, and then we have our guests coming in, Debbie Johnson.
8 o'clock, we have the full hour. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff.
That's right. It's going to be like open line Monday.
And I've got coming up events I really want to talk about that we're involved in as well when people say,
the second thing.
What are you doing? Oh, my gosh.
When we were at the national finals, I stopped by this place called Canvas something. And
the NFR?
At the NFR.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah. And Ted Leidy was with me, of course. Mm-hmm. And they had different systems. They had, the big wall tents and all this. But they had this combination one-person tent.
Like a sleeping bag.
It's kind of like it was a one-person tent with a, you lay on the ground, or you can put it in your truck, you can put it on a cot. But it has a mattress already in it or a pad already in it. And it's waterproof, and it's got
like a little mini tent.
It's a mini tent that you can get into. And I looked at it because backcountry horsemen and tribe rides and other things figured, and it was on sale. It saved a bunch of money, so I bought it. And it's been sitting there in its bag for that was December. So it's February. Mm-hmm. So I figured, okay, it's time because we got rides starting here after the rain stops. So I put it together, and it was everything I thought it was going to be. So I crawled into it, and it's good. I mean, it's good size. I mean, you're not cramped or anything. And when I crawled into it to say, oh, okay, it's good on my feet, and how's it feel? And Buford crawled into it with me. Just came into it with me and just laid down. He goes, yep, this fits both of us. So Linda's jealous. And we pushed Buford out. And Linda can get in there with me. We're cuddling.
It's a big man's tent and a long one.
But we could get in there. But then we found out not only can Linda get in there, but Buford got in again.
Yeah.
So we have a photo of all three of us in the tent.
Oh, we sent it to Ted.
No, I sent it to Ted.
Yeah.
So all three of us are in the tent together. He's happy. Buford is just happy. This is great for him because he is in between us. I mean, and it's like we are one. So you asked me what I do on Sundays after taking care of the horse and
that's
all that.
Been sitting there for a long time.
It's been sitting there, but you know what? I am just really pleasantly surprised at the quality of this thing and how it is waterproof. You can, it's got a mesh top on it too, so if it's not raining, you can, you know, zip that up and not have twigs or anything fall on your face or mosquitoes.
We should get them as a sponsor.
We should, because like I said, it's a quality piece of equipment, and I was surprised about how I saw it set up, but I didn't realize really how big it was until we got into it. But it turns out it can fit the whole Bot family into it. Linda, me, and Buford. It's not going to be real comfortable, but it would keep us warm in a cold night.
Well, okay. I just think, you know, it was really, it's nice to get something like that, have it because you saw it, then it was delivered, and it's really a wonderful quality. It's really great. Yeah, and I'm glad you're happy because it's a thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, doesn't
well, Backcountry Horseman's coming up. We got 4-day rides. We got clearing trails. We've got packing in firefighters equipment and Conservation Corps stuff. And it's going to come in handy. Now, it's not something, I mean, it's something you put on a mule. I mean, it's only weighs like 18 pounds, but it's kind of, you know, it's a little bulky. But you can just lay it in between the panniers on the top, and it's not going to be a big thing. Anyway, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have Debbie and Tom Johnson joining us. Well, there's a big event coming up.
And
we'll
bet.
Be right back.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters, your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
And good morning and welcome to our President's Day edition today. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM, your talk radio. And yes, we can go to KCNRradio.com. We've changed a little bit of how you get to the website where we need to really get that out, because I know for a long time it's been KCNR1460.com. And as you know, you can still go there, but there's been a change. We've got some new media, online stuff going on.
We've got digital marketing. If you've ever been wanting to think, well, gosh, maybe digital marketing, learn more about that, we are also offering that. So there. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, design, jewelry design, help you design a piece of jewelry and build it for you. Great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Everything you can imagine. This is the place where we shop for jewelry. And Linda, as you know, is very discerning when it comes to jewelry. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row now. Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Your little place of happiness.
Yes.
It's her safe house.
Well, let's talk guests in the house. Yeah,
Debbie and Tom Johnson. And Debbie, of course, is the president of... Getting a little bit closer there.
Oh, good morning.
Okay. And Tom.
Good morning.
You guys.
Debbie, of course, is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. And Tom is...
I'm Debbie's husband.
Well, but you're extreme.
Well, I love that.
No, you guys.
But you're extremely big in AMVETS. And yeah, you've been making the bus tours with AMVETS.
AMVETS 1.
Yeah, bringing attention to veteran suicide throughout the, well, not just the state, but
Debbie's also a member.
And of course she is.
In fact, you're wearing your t-shirt today about your suicide prevention. You also, years ago, I don't know if they're doing them anymore, the honor flights.
Yep. Correct?
We're not doing it ourselves anymore, right. But we, of course, support several other hubs in the area.
Right.
If we have somebody that needs to go, we'll connect.
Right. And that was a wonderful interview that we've done with you in the past, and honor flights being, and this is the heart of the veteran community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a lot of sponsors that are veteran-owned businesses, and so we support that because we also know how hard it is to do business, obviously in California, but then, you know, to be veteran-owned. So we love the people who have a heart for veterans, but the honor flights would have been for those that would go into Normandy, right, and go back to World War II veterans to go back and revisit.
We went to Washington, D.C.
Yep, we took them to Washington, D.C.
They built their memorial
when they were in their 70s and 80s. And so a nurse in Ohio decided that the folks in the that he was taking care of, who were hearing about it being built and couldn't get there on their own, mm-hmm. needed assistance. And it grew from little personal planes, him and his friends and his dad, to what Honor Flight Hub is today. It's network.
I'll go back to the mall.
They're still doing they're still doing flights out of Bay Area and Southern California or
Bay Area, Fresno.
Okay.
Bakersfield.
And unfortunately, our being a smaller area up here, our people aged out.
The World War II veterans had been mostly mm-hmm. accommodated, and that was our mission. So Honor Flight Northern California. The donations were moving in different directions. So, support mm-hmm. where, mm-hmm. and then just get the folks to where the hubs that are making the money to accomplish this.
Right.
Yeah. And one of our young men who used to work here, met some people down in the Bay Area mm-hmm. and reached out to us. And I said, no, you know, we used to have this. And I don't know if you ever talked to Ben about that or not, but he had not heard of it until he got down there. And I said, oh no, we had a real strong organization up here until, you know, we kind of aged out and, you know, donations being pushed down to a couple of central locations.
Right.
So they could get people back there. And those things are still going. Now it's Korean and Vietnam.
Vietnam, yeah.
Right.
See, when we were doing it, we used the Korean and Vietnam as our guardians to take care of the World War II veterans.
Right. So. Yeah, because my father is a Korean War vet. He was just up here, going to be 95, so you can see, yes. And so the two of you have always been with the heart of the veterans since we've been here, of course. Yeah. You know, Carla mm-hmm. being a veteran as well, and both of you. And so we just want to thank you so much for having the heart. And you've got an event that we want to promote this morning that is happening on March 7th.
Right.
Yes. Our awards banquet for our veteran advocates is March 7th at Wind River Event Center, and we're looking forward to it. Some of our nominees, if you know these folks, you know what they, when you hear their names and what they're doing, if you want to join us, we'll give you a phone number so you can call and get your reservations in. Rhonda Bishop, she's essential to the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Lake City.
Which is phenomenal, by the way.
It is.
We've had the great opportunity, I think maybe 10 years, mm-hmm. that we are one of the, at the grandstand, that we get to MC it.
Oh,
we get this book
nice.
That talks about, you know, the different entries, and there's 90.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a huge parade.
The largest parade north of Sacramento.
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
So she does a great job.
She gets different flyover, but Ron Lim does a lot of flyovers for us.
For everything. Yeah.
And then Jonathan and Aaron Parody, they are now in charge of, it's a new name. It's on the same day as Wreaths Across America, but at IGO we call it something else.
Mainly because that everything
because
that we were doing.
Wreaths Across America. Is,
yeah.
It's registered trademark.
It is.
Okay.
Even though all the money and all the donations that we get here to, you know, buy new wreaths, which, you know, we have to do every year and keep the other ones fluffed up.
Right.
Stays right here.
Well, we
as opposed to going to a larger.
Right. Exactly.
You can call it Wreaths Across IGO.
There you go.
I mean, that'll stick on your tongue.
It's got a different name, but it happens.
Holiday wreaths.
Holiday wreaths.
Okay.
Holiday wreaths.
All right.
Got it.
Yeah. And who does that? That is the Jonathan and Aaron Parody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Sons and Daughters of the Pearl Harbor Survivors. Things didn't just stop when our heroes passed. The families have taken up the cause and are up at the courthouse every December.
They still do their
and there's
ceremony.
Many yeah. things in the community that they stay aware of.
And some people, I guess maybe many people, are not aware that there is a Pearl Harbor memorial right there.
Right
at
there.
The county, even though the courthouse is shut down, and memorial is still there. Mm-hmm. And on December 7th, the
yes.
families gather to remember December 7th.
10 a.m.
That's fantastic. And we really need to promote that on the day.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
How about
yes.
day of? Several days before.
Yes.
And then Amanda Rennie is a teacher in the community over at Mistletoe. So any folks listening from Mistletoe, come support Amanda. She'd love to celebrate with you.
So, okay, she's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But is this because she does special things for her students that would be like the awareness of the veteran journey?
And she brings them together.
Okay, I like that. So, yeah. yeah.
Brings veterans
and
to the school.
Yeah. So do Jonathan and Aaron. They do
yeah.
that. Very similar. Making sure our young people are connected with veterans or connected with history.
Right.
So.
And people who served this country and what it means.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those who served.
Our Heroes Dreams. Has Justin Bond been in to see you folks?
Yes.
Yeah. He's one of the group award nominees. And then our new media award is KQMS Morning and KCNR Free Fire. So come and join the radio folks, you get to actually see them
yeah,
instead of hear their, match their voices to their faces if you haven't seen them.
This is our first year for the media award.
Okay. This is great.
All right.
Well, I see on one of your, you have down, yeah, on one of your posts about, I'm glad that, you know, we have always felt that it's not us against them. We all are in this community. We all eat at the same restaurants, shop in the same stores, drive in the same areas, and that, you know, when we first used to be on KQMS over at mm-hmm. these other stations, corporate was a little bit different minded about you can't only stay within your
right.
circle and you can't mention other stations. And then when we came over here and we did our own
uh-huh.
We did our very own, like,
we own our station.
We have to answer to corporate. We're corporate. We just felt like, you know, we open it up. So, you know, this is how I feel about the fact that when you're in a community and you thrive in a community, you love a community and you want your community to thrive.
Yes.
You need to tithe of your heart.
Yes.
And of your station, and because, like I said, I'm sure some of the people advertise with us advertise around town, and you know, it's just we're all citizens,
right? It's our community that we're supporting. It's our community that we're trying to bring together and enjoy each other's company and enjoy for 2025. This is just a few
yeah,
of the wonderful volunteers yeah. and advocates in our.
And on that note, we do have to take a break. Yes, we have got great advocates, but 7:46 in the morning, we're like a minute over our break. We're going to be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlou's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBont. Today we have with us Debbie and Tom Johnson. Debbie is the president of the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC. And Tom is...
I'm actually the CFO of...
He's the CFO, and but he's also big in the... both. They're both very well... They really are involved with AMVETS. And Tom has made the trip on AMVET 1 in different states.
Yeah.
And it's to publicize the suicide. The 22 veterans a day were losing to suicide. And then that number's been pretty consistent. Over the year, over like the last 3 or 4 years at least.
They're telling us now that it has dropped just a little bit.
Okay. Well.
But the rate has gone up.
Really?
When we're talking numbers and percentages. And they're telling us because there's so many more.
No, I'm just talking to that. Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah. When okay. I say go like that, I mean just move over a little bit.
But yeah, there is some new statistics that just came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, these are active duty and those who have served before. And they're all ages. I mean, you know, everywhere from Korean conflict through, our war on terror.
Yeah.
Throughout the, you know, from 2001 to what, last year. There's a big event. That's the Veterans Advocate of the Year Award Banquet. It's going to be March 7th. It's going to be at Wind River. It starts at 5 p.m. Tickets are only $40. And if you want tickets, you need to call Debbie at 530-357-3380. And if you didn't get that number, you can always call us here, and we'll send you there. Or look on my Facebook page, because you're going to see this every day. Couple times that I post, so that you can join us there, and we can honor those people that have been helping our veterans over the year.
And if we don't answer the phone, if you really are a person who is waiting for someone to answer the phone these days, sometimes we're not able to do that. So please leave a message. It'll say Tom and Debbie, and you'll just want to leave a message for us.
They always call back.
Now, let's talk about your three. I'm trying to look at this on your flyer. To keep meal prices, we are conducting three separate raffles at $10 each. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about you've got what do you have? R&R Meats.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about these three separate raffles.
The R&R Meat is, they call it the freezer filler.
Okay. It's okay. Well, I see. Yeah, $459.
$450.
$460 worth. Why is it $459.99?
I know.
$459.99.
All right.
Yeah, but
that's a lot of meat.
For $460, yes, this is...
they've been wonderful supporters of this event.
Well, R&R Meats are
great
people. They
have been supporting us for a while.
They are wonderful. Yeah.
So you could, you know, spend $10 and get $500 or $460 worth of meat.
If you win that raffle.
Right.
And we didn't buy it. It's donated by R&R.
Fantastic. And then you have a Byrna non-lethal self-defense weapon. I've never heard of that, but...
Well, a lot of people haven't, but we've been getting a lot of comments that, you know, people, they don't want to carry a gun.
They don't want to carry live ammunition.
They feel they need something for defense.
Oh, I'd like to know about that.
This is non-lethal. It has several different things that it will shoot. It actually shoot...
Tear gas
type pellets and that kind
of
stuff.
If that's legal in California, but it does launch hard plastic pellets.
It can.
And you know when you've been hit with it.
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
I've seen them in action.
Dick Wilkinson's going to try to win it for Fran.
And then as well, let's talk about, you got a Pizza Factory catering bundle. I'm not sure what number two means. Like two of those?
A catering bundle is
different.
That's
number two.
Oh, it's talked. Okay, got it.
I'm sorry, on there.
All right, so that's a $230 value where you can actually go and maybe have 10. Say you took a staff. Take your staff to dinner or do a special event.
Exactly.
Well, that's a nice little thing.
It is, and in March, you know, if you're getting ready for Easter and graduations and all those kinds of things, that's a nice little handy thing to have one night when you've been hurrying around and didn't prepare anything else.
So $10. Now, how much, if somebody just wants to buy a table, what is that going for?
$320.
Okay. All right.
Is for eight folks.
That's for eight folks.
$400 for 10 at your table.
Okay. That's a nice price for
and
a
it
table.
The meal is great.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
You know, we've had it.
So that is March 7th at 5 o'clock, which is good. So now you have time to buy your raffles, get ready.
I'm good for a table of eight.
Okay.
And Debbie Johnson,
awesome.
Give a call because we want this to be full. You know, we know that there's a lot of things going on. Carl's going to be someplace. I'm going to be performing.
Well,
we'll talk about that.
That's where
he's coming
to
up.
Yes.
This is where I'm going to.
You're
going
to be at that place. Yeah, you're going to be at Save the Date, Shasta County Veterans. You know, the Affiliated Council Advocate of the Year Banquet Award.
Yeah.
Yep. And a silent auction, too.
Yeah,
so
we have
nice gifts coming that you can bid on.
Are there speakers?
Yes.
There is.
We will have
Christine Odson, manager at the
IGO
Cemetery.
Administrator.
Air Force veteran.
That'll be great.
IGO.
Well, I'm a.
And she's also an AMBET.
Okay.
And the Sea Cadets will be there to do honors. And one little gal you had audition, Roxanne Rataj, is going to sing the national anthem. Rick Boatwright is going to have all of his flags there. Because it's downstairs, it's easier for him.
Did Roxanne audition last year for the national anthem for the rodeo?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
so
yes.
We have a wonderful spreadsheet, and we're doing that again this year on March 21st. We'll get that out there to everybody as well. Open call. Great judges, and we only have four positions of it. Last year we only had three.
Wow.
So we're going to do four this year. And look forward to people coming out to the Reading Rodeo grounds on that day. In fact, I'm going to do a commercial about that here pretty soon because we want to, you know, and you can actually sign up this year and not wait outside. So we're going to be giving you you can go to Reading Rodeo, and that's going to be happening soon with that sign up. We'll have it here on our website.
I listened
as well.
To 33 national anthems last year.
Yeah.
So, and the other wonderful thing that's happened with legislation, is what
CVAC. Yeah. Let's talk about that real quick.
CVAC is.
We won.
Mission?
We won, yes, you're right.
$694.
And I was reading the arguments against it, you know, from spurious, scurrilous types.
Yes.
And including politicians, which kind of describes all of them. And what this is. There are organizations out there or companies out there that will charge veterans an inordinate amount of money to get the rights and the benefits that they rate. and we'll charge them money to get them those benefits. That could be every month. They can go on and on. And instead, and there's other organizations like
our Veterans Service Office.
AMVETS, American Legion, that gets you the exact same benefits for free. And this has become an industry. And they spent a couple million, well, I don't know how many million dollars fighting this thing.
Yeah, they did.
You know what? And here's a hurrah for our legislature. They stood up and said, no, you can't do it anymore.
And thanks so for everybody who called in.
Explain it a little bit better than that.
Well, it's a deal that, you know, these guys, I guess they're lawyers, I suppose, some of them.
Yeah.
They advertise on television, everything else to, you know, if you're a veteran and you haven't got your benefits, come see us. And sure, they might be able to get your benefits. They're not certified, for one thing, but they may get you some benefits. But when they do, they're going to charge that veteran for the rest of his life, as long as he's drawn benefits. The benefit. They get a portion of it, and that's just not right.
It's wrong. And other states have made laws against this, and California finally stepped up, and Newsom signed it. So you know what? Newsom doesn't do bad things all the time. So anyway, okay, we got to run. Save the date, March 7th. Give Debbie a call at 530-357-3380. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back for our second hour here on KCNR. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll be right back.
I'll take 8.
KCNR, Chester Redding.
I'm Rich Thomason. California, just one part of the West that could get some wild weather this week.
National Weather Service warning of a winter storm for parts of California stretching through the week. Meteorologist Jacob Spender in Sacramento says it's up to 8 feet of snow in higher elevations, a foot in lower-lying communities, along with showers and thunderstorms in the valley.
Heed any advisories or any advisories, warnings, or anything like that, because we are expecting major impacts, which is a result from the heavy snow combined with the windy conditions, especially up in the mountains.
The Weather Service also warning of major travel impacts.
Pack winter safety kits, anything to be prepared.
This winter storm could also affect parts of Nevada and Oregon. I'm Walker.
We still have hope. We still believe. The words of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie. A new video posted to Instagram as the agonizing search for her mother Nancy goes on after more than 2 weeks. Still no signs that the partial government shutdown will be ending anytime soon.
Democrats in the White House appear dug into their positions in the battle over federal immigration efforts. Democrats are demanding changes to how immigration operations are conducted, but President Trump and his team are resistant to several of their demands. The impasse has led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security, affecting the TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, among other agencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An oil tanker linked to Venezuela has been seized by the American military in the Indian Ocean. The vessel was tracked from the Caribbean, apparently transporting sanctioned Venezuelan oil. It's said to have departed Venezuela the same day that the U.S. captured dictator Nicolas Maduro. No action on Wall Street today. Financial markets closed for President's Day. More on these stories. townhall.com.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
President Trump's demand that the Europeans spend more on defense seems to be paying off. The British Prime Minister wants to grow the UK's military budget.
The government aims to spend 2.5%.
Larry's is a real rags-to-riches story. He was a stray cat who was adopted in 2011 by Downing Street from the Battersea Dogs and Cats Home to deal with a rodent infestation. His record on that score is a bit mixed. There have been suggestions he hasn't actually caught that many mice in his 15 years in the Post. But he's become a much beloved fixture of Downing Street. The journalists who come to the street every day regularly give him treats and wait for him to appear from behind the black door just so they can get shots of him posing or prowling or generally going about his daily business.
Correspondent Jill Lawless reporting. News and analysis, townhall.com. The idea of taking more than a two-week vacation from work to recover from burnout or rethink life is slowly gaining favor.
Extended career breaks go by many names, mini sabbaticals, adult gap years, micro-retirement, and many others, taking an employer-approved leave, maybe saving up for a long pause or adventure. While not everyone can go months without a paycheck, sabbatical experts do say that stepping back from the job to rest, travel, or try something new may not cost as much as you think. The main thing is get your rest and learn how to recharge. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump says members of his newly created Board of Peace are pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding war-ravaged Gaza. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 16th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community.
It's Washington's Shasta birthday. I thought you were done. You took a breath. You know how it is. Shasta take a breath. It's too much of a pause.
Stop. Shasta Regional Medical Center. So, Alex is here.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
National Day?
It is National Do a Grouch a Favor Day.
Wait a minute. Do what?
Do a Grouch a Favor Day.
Oh, okay. I got it.
So here's
your
chance.
I can do it right now. I can do it right.
I knew that was coming.
Yes. It was a perfect segue. I can do it right now. Today's Washington's birthday. Of course, the banks are closed. Stock market's closed. I'm probably not going to get your, like, usually we put our garbage out on Sunday night, so it's got to go out tonight, so that would probably mean federal.
This is my first reminder of the day.
Yeah, grouch. Do a grouch a favor day. Let's see, what does that feed you?
No. You already fed me. No, you already fed me.
You yeah. can't help it.
You guys
can't
are
help.
Funny.
The colonel, the knife hand comes out. The colonel, and it does stop him. Just don't point. Stop with the knife hand. I am not under your supervision this way. Hey, it's 8:06 in the morning, and my goodness, we've got a lot of stuff to go over. Gosh, how many days now have we been following Nancy Guthrie? It just breaks my heart.
Aren't you going to do the weather?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I being a grouch?
You're celebrating the day.
Well, it's rain likely. If you're looking outside, we're under a wind advisory, and it really picks up tomorrow as well. We could have gusts up to about 23 miles an hour, tonight, overnight, lows of 33. Rain and thunderstorms are supposed to be in the forecast as well. Tuesday looks like we have rain before 10, then thunderstorms between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Winds can gear up to about 48 tomorrow. And Tuesday night, rain before 10 p.m. with around 29 tomorrow night. Wednesday calls for rain and then around 45 degrees. Wind is can be up to 25 miles per hour on Wednesday as well. The new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. Tonight, on Wednesday night, overnight lows of 33. As we look at Thursday, with this forecast, is calling for 80% chance of precipitation with a high near 47 and the overnight lows on Thursday night 28. Chilly nights ahead of us. maybe some places that could actually mean, because of the rain, it might not be so much freezing, but, so we'll just do 3 days at a time as we go here. The weather's brought to you by our friends out at Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, the Kenny family, three generations strong, always giving veterans and seniors discounts, 365-3793. Oh my God! I step on your stuff, don't I?
No, on February the 15th, 1985, a film premiered, Breakfast Club, a famous film. It became kind of it was a very successful film. And it's still a cult classic. And a little known fact that Linda was signed to be in that movie.
No way.
True. Wow. Way. Now. After being signed, signing the contract, paid, got her SAG card and everything, they cut the scene.
Yep. I cried for a week. Supposed to film in Chicago, 3 weeks work.
Yep.
Yeah. And then that'll be in my SAG, under my SAG name, which would be Linda Snook. It would be Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you got some.
I didn't get a chance to do it, but it's really cool.
I wish you had. I'd have gone out and bought the movie.
Yeah, okay. I want to talk about this for a minute because it's just kind of changing everything in the sense that segueing into today is Kung Hoi, Fat Choi. This is millions around the world are preparing for the start of the Lunar New Year, widely considered the most important holiday of the year in China and in Chinese communities globally. Now, I know about this because I lived and performed in Hong Kong for 2 years. It's a 15-day spring festival that kicks off actually tomorrow, February 17th, and will usher in the new year of the horse. And I talked about this on my nighttime show that we were in the year of the snake. When you think about a snake, you know, eating a pig or eating a small, whatever they eat, they can sit there and it's slowly, that's what last year felt like, right? So now we're in the year of the horse and it's a fire year. So moving forward. Things are moving, breaking through, new beginnings. So part of the 12-year cycle represents 12 animals. Families traditionally gather for a big reunion dinner on Lunar New Year's, observed today, featuring dishes carefully chosen for their symbolic ties to good luck and prosperity. China estimates a record of 9.5 billion trips will be made by plane, train, and car during the 40-day travel rush, a roughly 6% from last year. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is. The FBI is investigating, they've recovered a glove with a DNA profile of an unknown male in the Nancy Guthrie case. It's entering its third week now, and they have, I'm just repeating what has been said already. They had helicopters flying over. They were trying to get the telemetrics of, I think that's the right word, of Guthrie's pacemaker. And I don't know why they would announce that. And that was one of the things that was being discussed. Why would you announce that? You know, that you've got planes, or you've got helicopters flying over that could pinpoint her location. And they made that announcement. And then they made the announcement about the DNA and everything. This person who they've got, you know, they really believe that this glove matches the one they got, you know, the imagery they got from the doorbell video. But here's the thing is, it's obviously a nice house, Mrs. Guthrie lived in a nice place there in Tucson. And they heard that they wanted X amount of dollars, I think it was $6 million, but everything's just kind of stopped. I wonder if the people that took her did not realize, or person or people that took her did not realize how huge this would get. They thought it would just kind of like, okay, it would stay a lot smaller, that they would have a chance quickly to do this and move on. But it had, when it exploded like that, every day, they're closer to being caught. And I hate to say this, but, you know, having Ms. Guthrie with them just makes it harder for them to keep hidden, unless they're not even in the state or the country. And that's very possible. In Tucson, you could be across the border in 2 hours. into Mexico. So, I mean, I'm sure they're looking at that too. The other thing is they've looked at everybody starting with their own family and moving out, you know, in concentric circles, looking at people, anybody that had anything to do with her. And they still, you know, there's still no, well, they're not announcing there's any suspects. And maybe, you know, hopefully they wouldn't admit that, or they wouldn't announce that they have suspects on this. But the, what the family's going through, and it's, you know, it's kind of like what you know, part of the country's going through, that your mom's taken. How would you feel?
Oh, I mean, yeah. I just don't even know how their body, the stress factor of what their bodies, the emotional impact it's having on the ripple effect and the health. And let's talk about the neighbors with the media and the helicopters and the neighborhood as well. It's just a big ripple down effect of how their privacy has been affected, et cetera.
Okay.
Well, the Department of Homeland Security has shut down a bitter policy fight over immigration reforms. The funding lapse will not affect nationwide ICE enforcement, Border Czar Tom Homan said. While Homan has stressed that he is not directly involved in the funding negotiations between congressional leaders and the White House, he has rejected several of the Democrats' proposed conditions. A major sticking point is whether immigration agents should wear masks during enforcement operations. He says, I don't like the mask either, but threats and assaults against ICE officers are rising, he told CBS. These men and women have to protect themselves, he added.
Is Laura's comment about this, the Guthrie, or is it something else?
I think it's something else.
Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And Laura, hang on to the other side of these messages, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at grangecoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
Your next outdoor adventure starts February 27th through March 1st at the Crum Motors Boats Ford and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids' activities, guides, lodges, and demos, all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boats Ford and RV Show, February 27th through March 1st. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Reading and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. And thank you for your support.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome to Monday morning here on KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. It is raining. We have just a forecast of wind advisory. There are predictions that we could have gusts the next few days up to 45 miles per hour.
And lows down to 29.
Yes.
During the week here, so be aware of that. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than the windshield whisperer, Jeff Wurst. That's right. Jeff's been doing this for close to 30 years. He's been through all the schools and then went so far beyond that. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Now think about this. If you got a chip in your windshield and it has water in it, and then it hits 29 degrees and it freezes and it expands the chip maybe into a crack, why not get that fixed now before you have a chance of that happening? If you're not sure, bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. You're not going to be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Boom.
Let's go to the phone.
Laura, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'm hoping everybody knows about this bill, AB, like boy, 53. It passed July 1. It has to do with California military retirement pay. The first $20,000 is exempt from taxes. It made us $360. It's the requirement, the income, you can't be over $125,000. Joint couple, $250,000. I'm hoping everybody knows about this. Also, new to us, last night my husband was able to get my military ID online instead of having to go down to the Air Force base.
Really?
Wonderful.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, now we just had some friends went down to Beale, and we used to have to, for Linda,
right.
my retired ID is indefinite.
So is Jean's, but mine was not.
Okay. Because you're a dependent, is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. And we've been down there twice with the ghost. It's a pain in the rear end.
Right. It is.
But, it was a little hard. First off, they asked him to type in his number, and they said that wasn't valid, which it was. And they went through a whole bunch of stuff. It was a pain in the butt. But believe me, it's better than having to go down there. So I wanted everybody to know these two things. And we love your show.
Well, thank you so much. And you know, the AB 53, I'd heard about that, and it's the first $20,000 of your retired pay is
military retired pay.
Military retired pay is exempt from taxes. And but the big news is, because we have two friends that were coming back. We were over in Reno, and they were coming back, and they were leaving early because they had to stop at Beale to get her ID card.
Correct.
And so now we can just go on. Do you go on the VA website, or which one do you go on?
Oh, My husband does all that. I don't mess with computers. He's out cleaning the goat pen, so I'm sorry. I can't answer that.
No, that's okay.
Well, I can give you his cell phone number,
I tell you what.
Or have him call you back.
I'm going to have our Cracker Jack producer look this up, and I just didn't know that it was available yet. I knew they were talking about it.
That's great.
So it would be interesting. But they have your picture from before. Do they need an uploaded picture? Or you don't know. You don't know.
No, on mine, they will use what they already have.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great. Really great, because I know my daughter knew some ladies that were divorced that had children that could have gotten the dependent ID for, you know, your military being a dependent.
For the kids,
and they couldn't get down there.
Oh, wow.
Right.
You have to make an appointment.
You have to wait around. Maybe
it used to be you could just walk in there and get your ID card, and then it went by appointments. And you've got to plan it out a week ahead of time. But now it sure made it easier. Okay.
Yes.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for
and thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you guys, and you guys have a nice day.
You too.
You too.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Take care of the goats. All right. You know,
now
goats.
The Reading Library.
Do you remember when I had this great idea? You know, we had the fire, and we were talking about clearing land. I knew in Quantico we used goats and sheep to clear around the armories, you know, or the ammo magazines, because they didn't want sparks or anything. And then I'd been reading about it, so I had this brilliant idea several years ago before the city found it about getting a herd of goats and renting them out to the city to clear up all these areas where you wouldn't have to be cutting and you could have goats out there and all this. So I called a goat guy.
I called the goat whisperer.
Yep. And I said, this is what I'm thinking about. And I said, you're the goat expert. And he says, the last 2 hours I've spent trying to get this goat's head out of a fence. He found a hole in the fence and stuck his head through there and he couldn't get it out. And I've spent 2 hours trying to get the goat's head out. And I said, okay. He said, you know what happened? I said, no. He goes, it took a step back, looked at me, stuck its head right through the hole again. And he says, so I'm still doing it. And he says, I have 5 goats. And I said, would you consider being, you know, kind of in charge of the goats? No. Right away. He goes, no. But obviously there are people out there that do this very successfully because they bring their goats out and they just do a wonderful job.
A thing.
So that was my idea several years ago and it never got off the ground.
Well, if you want to read about goats and know more about goats, guess what? The Reading Library will reopen tomorrow, showcasing more than just new floors and carpets.
What a segue.
Thanks to nearly $800,000 state grant, the library has undergone significant upgrades, including new family area on the main level, relocated adult collections, updated public computers, and improved study spaces upstairs.
They have adult collections.
The layout has been reconfigured for better flow with new seating and
shelving. When we say adult collections, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about magazines?
Oh, God.
We're talking about books?
Probably, classics. To ensure visitor safety, 36 new security cameras have been installed, and a backup generator will keep services running during power outages, which is so important because we know that is kind of a safe, you know, they talk about different, you know, buildings. So the library's regular hours will be Monday through Thursday from 10 to 7 and Friday through Sunday from 10 to 6. Several events are lined up, including the annual gala, February 22nd, Rev, Rumble, and Roar on April 18th, and the summer reading program in June and July. Now, you've got your library card.
I've
been bummed out because, you know, for a long time with the library because of what, you know, like all the area around it was just a bummer to kind of walk in. I mean, you had to, like, watch where you were walking, and it just was
the sad part was the library closed. Does it say when it closed?
No.
Well, it was several months ago. It was last year it closed. It was like August or September. And I didn't even know the library was closed. I mean, there might have been parts of it open, but I did not know the library was closed.
Well, there was an $800,000 state grant.
They had to repair certain things. Then they found out that the bookshelves were not aligned correctly, so they had to go back and fix that.
And their new shelves put
in. All the new shelves, but here's the sad thing on my part. I didn't even know our library was shut down. And that's sad because I do have a library card, and there's so many things. You can go online and check out books. You can get the audio books. You can get, you know, online books there. But it's been a long time since the last time I went there. I was researching the history of the Reading Rodeo. And the people around me obviously had not visited a shower. And I don't know, maybe since the last time.
They were looking at the adult section?
No, they were just, no, they were sitting
well,
there
sleeping.
Well,
that's what it says, updated public computers, relocated adult collections.
That well, you don't want probably the, reading level.
You don't yes. want the adult collections next to the children's books.
I have that web address for you.
Okay.
It is a long one, www.irs.gov/individuals/veterans-tax-information-and-services.
Excellent. Well,
that's for the taxes.
Yeah, the property.
To see what's tax exempt.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I've got that up. I pulled that up already. What I'm wondering is where the ID cards. So that would be under the VA.
I'll find that for you.
Yeah, VA ID cards. If they're saying you can get them online, which Lorna just said she did. So how you would do that?
Yeah,
because
all right.
that would, you know, that's a lot of people don't live near bases, and you know
we have to go down to Beale.
That's the closest one.
Yeah, it's outside of Chico. Hey, we're going to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott here, and
this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square.
That's all
Barber
right.
Shop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Athens Avenue. Founded 1960, been in the same location since 1967. Mm-hmm. A great barbershop. Found them in 2007 when I came to Reading and never looked back. Never had a bad haircut there. I can make an appointment so it works on my schedule, and I can do it two different ways. I can call them at 530-244-9478, or I can just use Booksy and make sure I put in the right barbershop and set up a time, and then Booksy sends me an email reminding me of the of my haircut that day. It's a great place. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. Good guys, Tim and Logan. I heartily recommend them. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Is your garden ready to wake up from winter? Grange Co-op has everything you need at our Early Start Garden Sale, now through February 22nd. Spring is on the way, and we're celebrating with big savings. Take 40% off garden seeds, 30% off houseplants, and get a buy three, get one free deal on Rogue Poultry Feed. Whether you're planting new blooms or perfecting your lawn, Grange Co-op has you covered. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com to jumpstart your spring garden today.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 642.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning on this Washington's birthday, President's Week. A lot of things are closed today. Of course, federal holiday. 8:34 in the morning here with Carl and Linda. Good morning.
Good morning. Markets are closed. All banks, schools, and post offices closed. Public serving Cape Shasta County offices will be closed. Courts are also closed. Reading City offices, including City Hall and related departments, are closed. And garbage will be picked up a day late. Hey, I want to remind everybody that this Friday will be the Veterans Flags and Flowers fundraiser, celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Veterans Flags and Flowers, honoring our veterans every day across America. And that's Preston Sharp that started that when he was just a kid. I think he's in Shasta College in his first year now. But he has been all over the United States. He has been to Normandy to lay flags and flowers. He has been invited to the White House a couple of times. He's been at a State of the Union and recognized for his, for the work he has done to honor our veterans. And that's going to be at Wind River Resort and Casino. Doors open at 4. Dinner at 6 p.m. To learn more and to purchase tickets, visit PrestonSharp.net, or you can contact April Sharp for more details at 530-515-3825, nonprofit organization, and it does a lot for our veterans.
And I did find that veteran website. You can go to va.gov or id.me. And I didn't know this. California lets you add a veteran designation to your state driver license or ID.
Cool.
For free?
Yeah.
Or do they charge you?
No. Probably charge you for the ID, but no. Nah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can add veteran designation to your driver's license.
Okay.
Cool. Didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Hey, as we're talking about, you know, I'm under getting a new website built. And so when you go to lindabot.com, it says under construction. So I don't really have like, I should have like upcoming dates because people ask me, you know, what's going on. Well, this Saturday night, and tickets are available, you can go to ShastaArtsCouncil.org. That's ShastaArtsCouncil.org. and go under the World Beats concert series. I've posted this a bunch of times on my Facebook. For those of you who don't do Facebook, World Beat concert series. And this is February 22nd at the Sequoia School. They have a performing arts hall there. And so Cleveland Bonet is going to be maestro of first time kickoff. This is so exciting. It's called the North State Jazz Orchestra. And I don't believe what was written in here is it's more than just a big band experience. He's got a 40-piece orchestra. Now, I've done 22. I've had 22, 24, and 14. And then down to like, you know, single, duo, quartet, et cetera. And when we do the Wind River Wicked, Reading Rancheria Community Fund, I'll have, six pieces or seven pieces with me. But this coming Saturday night, and the tickets are only $25. It's going to be an hour and a half. So some special arrangements that, you know, Cleveland has actually made. There's three singers. There is, Noelle is her name, and Joe Catania and myself. So each are doing one number, but Cleveland arranged these 40 pieces, special arrangements for each one of these songs. So it's such a gift to be able to be a vocalist inside of 40 pieces around you or in front of. So that's happening Saturday, but an hour and a half program, $25. You're going to hear some Gordon Goodwin's arrangements, who is another guy who I worked with years and years ago in the early 80s with in L.A., who became like a phenom for a lot of people who are in the music industry and are players. And so what Cleveland's done is added parts on top of, like, strings and stuff on top of fabulous arrangements. So, you know, if you don't know about Cleveland, he's a beloved local pianist, composer, and music director. So he's brought together some of the finest musicians in the North State, and it's going to be spectacular. So that is Saturday night, hour and a half, starts at 7. Tickets are $25. So get your seats. I got to get you a ticket, honey. And also, okay, now we're going to segue.
Do you think
over
I would miss that?
We're going to get a.
Do you really think I'd miss that?
I hope you're there. I want you to be there.
It's going to be Saturday night. Right?
Saturday night. Yeah.
Wait a minute. This Saturday.
This Saturday.
It's not this Saturday.
February 22nd is this Saturday. I know it's weird. Hey, nurses and healthcare workers at Shasta Regional Medical Center are preparing for a one-day strike. This is happening on Thursday, February 19th, as contract negotiations that began last August remain unsolved. Excuse me. The California Nurses Association, representing 600 employees who authorized the strike in January, is demanding safer staffing levels, improved patient care conditions, and better work retention measures. Union representatives cite growing concerns that experienced staff departures are creating vulnerabilities in our community's healthcare systems. So they want, they've already implemented wage increases worth millions over 3 years, and the state hospital will remain fully staffed with qualified professionals during the strike. So the rally is scheduled at 12:30. So if you're looking at that, you know, I can only say that I was in the hospital during COVID for 4 days. And I felt like I was very, very taken care of. So I stayed at Shasta Regional Medical Center. But along that, I will say flu cases in Shasta County have seen a sharp increase this season, with health officials reporting a significant rise in flu test positivity rates. So here's where you need to make sure, if you're out and about, especially with this weather coming up, folks, we're plunging. You know, we've got thunderstorms and rain, and your head's wet, you're going in and out, you're doing all these errands like we're doing, we have to shop for our families and do all the things we have to do. This is where you really wash your hands. Pretend it's Christmas time, right, where you're always, you know, in that kind of deal, and you're walking around and you're cleaning your hands a lot. The number of confirmed flu cases has reached its highest level in years, with local health authorities expressing concern over the severity of this season's outbreak. As of recent reports, Butte County has confirmed 3 flu-related deaths. Health officials attribute the surge to several factors, including a decrease in flu vaccinations over the past few years and the circulation of a particularly aggressive strain of the virus. The combination of these factors has contributed to a higher than expected flu season, with many individuals testing positive, rates not seen in recent years. Now, when I go to my doctor, Dr. Martinez, you know, I mean, I'm a senior, so I get a flu shot. And I'm supposed to get, you know, updated shingles and that kind of thing. But I do, you know, and it's not like I feel like I have to go get shots all the time. But I kind of felt like this year with different places that we're traveling to.
I've had my flu shot.
Yeah. You go to the VA and you get that.
I don't get out of there unless I get a flu shot. Yeah. I mean, they won't let me out of there until I get a flu shot.
Okay.
No, you can opt out, of course. You remember Bert and Ernie's?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Bert and Ernie's is kind of cool. Bert and Ernie's is cool. But Bert and Ernie's has been closed down for a long time. And it's become a nuisance. And then it burnt down. So on the February 17th meeting, which is tomorrow, they'll be asked to approve a resolution that appropriates $40,000 toward the demolition of the building and the cleanup of it. And that money would come from salary savings from the city's building division. And for all the businesses around there, they really, really, really want it gone. It's had two fires, and the last one just took it down totally. But you know what? Bert and Ernie's, it was kind of cool. It was back there on a side street.
Yeah.
Years and years ago. Ron, good morning. What you got?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I've got a suggestion. I've recently picked up a book. It's a magazine. It's called Ag Mag. Anyhow, it talks about wolves at our door.
Yeah.
And you've been talking about wolves at different times on your program. Anyway, they, way back when, in 1960, whatever it was, they introduced those wolves, those big Canadian wolves, to Yellowstone. And they had problems, but the Fish and Wildlife, they kept stuff under their hat, and they didn't let the people know. And these wolves, they're bigger than the Rocky Mountain wolves that were originally there. And the wolves, when they brought them from Alberta, Canada, they had worms, and they're kind of a tapeworm thing.
Uh-huh.
And they knew that, and they tried to deworm them, but they used the wrong stuff to deworm them. And now they're in the United States. They're here in Northern California. And they knew all that, and also I've been to Yellowstone way back when, and I used to be able to go up there and watch the wild animals, but now they've decimated the elk herd, I don't think there's even any moose left there, and back then the wolves, when they had the elk so nervous that the female elk would not even conceive. And they told them different things about, oh, no, that isn't happening. Well, now it's happening to our the cattle.
The cattle herds, yeah.
The cattle herds.
They keep them moving.
And they won't even conceive. And
They'll lose the calf.
They'll abort the calf,
yeah. And that, you know, it's... The situation has gotten to be that it's finally got, even the Fish and Game has realized it, and they've shot, they killed four out of this one pack that had been just attacking all the herds in that one area. They've started collaring them. They've put more collars on them to try and locate them, and they have a online map that ranchers can look at. Now, it doesn't give the specific location of the pack, but it does say the area they're in. So ranchers can go out and try and move their cattle. They can try and go out and ranchers have done everything they can. You can't, you know, they say, well, send out the dogs, you know, the herd protection dogs, guardian dogs. Well, how many, you'd have to have, you know, 20 dogs.
That's
operating
right.
Together, otherwise, wolf pack will take down two or three dogs and kill them.
They will.
And so, I mean, and this is one of those unintended consequences that happens, and it is just overrun our Fish and Wildlife Department because of that. And we're still losing cattle, and they are still
right.
trying to get this under control. And it's like they never saw something like this was going to happen.
That's
It's a deer. They're finding the deer, mountain lion kills, eating it. So now the mountain lions are having to kill more deer to, so they can survive.
Yeah.
It's a mess, Ron. Thanks. We got to run, buddy.
The reason that I called up, excuse me, I'd like to see you interview one of those, U.S. Fish and Wildlife or State of California Fish and Wildlife. Because to me, this is totally unfair. Those ranchers, they're telling the ranchers how to work around it. But when those cattle are killed, they're expected to just suck it up and just live with it. And
yeah.
the ranchers are not even allowed to shoot the wolves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
this is still, our government is going against us.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, and I think this is totally wrong. And one of these days, they're going to, what are they going to do when those wolves take down some kids at the school bus stop?
Yeah, it's going to, I hate to think that there will be an incident, but I'm afraid. I pray it doesn't happen. But I'm afraid I'm afraid there's going to be an incident at some point.
And then when that happens, the people are going to just,
they'll take matters into their own hands.
They will. And we have the right to change our government.
Okay.
And that includes our wildlife people, too. So I'd like to see you maybe sometime.
Well, you know, I have, and we've got to run because we're over here, but I've asked several wildlife officials, and they just don't want to be on. They don't want to be interviewed. They don't want to answer these questions. So I don't hold any big hope for that, but I will continue to try. So thanks, Ron.
We'll be right back.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Mm-hmm. And streaming live at kcnrradio.com. Go to, click that and go right to our website. Two things, sad thing. Doug LaMalfa's death was attributed to complications from an aortic dissection, a serious condition involving a tear in the inner layer of the body's main artery. So he had an aneurysm there, and that's what did it. He also had an enlarged heart, and so 65. And I can't just imagine, you know, I can't imagine, you know, he was everywhere all the time. Mm-hmm. And I can't imagine the stress that puts you under. And then we listened to Megan Daly at the Red Luncheon.
Yes.
And, you know, I've known Megan for years, and she, you know, farm girl, farm lady,
active mother. Yes, a three.
Yeah, and feeling these things that were happening to her, going to the doctor, being given an inhaler or something like that, and then finally going in to have an ablation of the heart and then having a stroke. You gotta pay attention. You gotta pay attention to your body. And if a doctor just kind of doesn't catch it, there's nothing that says you can't go to another doctor if this is still going on. Linda had pneumonia, and the first two doctors did the customary thing of listening to your lungs. And they said, no, you know, your lungs, two doctors did that.
Mm-hmm.
You went to a third doctor, an older guy, who was
a personal friend.
And he went back and he did something that had not been done. He went on your lower back.
Yes.
To your lower lobes of your lungs, and he could hear it.
Yeah.
And when you told the other doctors, and they listened to it like that, they also heard it. But ended up with pneumonia and being in bed for several weeks.
It turned into double pneumonia.
Yeah.
And it was a 3-week bed trip for me. But when you look at your lungs are long in the back. You know, when you look at the lower part, and this is what we talk about with singers and how come the opera singers, they usually have 4 to 5 inches extra in their corset, because with singers, you have to expand your lungs and you get a bigger back over that, especially if you're singing properly with, through the deepest part of your stomach opening this. Anyway, if you look at your lungs and you look at the back, I tell all of my friends when they're hacking or when they, you could have like a spore that's down in your lower lungs that, you know, you get a little weak, and this spore just lives there. And anyway, so he heard a crackle. That was the term he used. There is a crackle in your lower lung. So when I went back to the other doctor who I was seeing, I said, I've got a doctor friend who listened through his stethoscope, and he heard the crackle. Well, that's all they needed to hear was crackle.
Yeah.
And then they went in the lower. Because a lot of times you'll hear the upper do a cough, they'll do the top of the back and the chest.
That's where it usually is. So, the other thing too is I learned at the Go Red Luncheon from two doctors that said, we've had this stethoscope for over 200 years. If your doctor is not listening to your heart with a stethoscope, tell him to do it. You know, tell him to listen to your heart. You know, every time I go in for, and I've had the same doctor for 18 years, he always listens to my heart. And, he doesn't tap my knees anymore to check my reflexes, because he can't reach down that far and my legs don't move. But, but how important just a stethoscope is.
Stethoscope.
Stethoscope. Mm-hmm. Hey, what? What do you have? Well, I have UFOs.
Okay, well, let me do this quickly. Around 300 people gathered at the West Valley High School football field in Cottonwood on Friday. I know this is headline news. To protest the school board's unanimous decision not to reinstate former football coach Greg Grandel. The protest followed a planned walkout at the school where students, parents, current players, and parents of former players showed their support of Grandel. Despite a unanimous recommendation from an advisory panel to rehire him, the school board voted in favor of not reinstating the coach. Ick.
Yep. Okay, they asked President Obama. Oh, tomorrow we have scheduled Radio Rancheria, and the model train extravaganza is going to happen, and we're going to have a couple guys. I think this is... It's maybe the first time I've ever had
I've had the
model train guys on.
George is going to love that show.
You know what? Yeah, we have a friend that's building an immense model train set.
They have a whole room dedicated, just a room dedicated to it.
You know, little miniature figures and all that. Anyway, two Air Force F-16s scrambled twice Sunday to intercept what officials described as an unidentified object flying at high altitude over Northern California. And two F-16s launched from March Air Reserve Base to identify and intercept the object that had been reported from a civilian cargo aircraft in the area. Reported seeing the object and described it as glowing and dimming, glowing and dimming. And so they went up and stayed up there a couple hours. Probably cost a couple hundred thousand. But didn't find anything. They asked, by the way, they asked President Obama, do you believe in aliens? He says, I've never seen one, but yeah, I believe in them. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, how could you? I mean, I think it's ignorant for us to think that planet Earth, that we, in this vast galaxy of this galaxy, that we would think
galaxies.
that we are just, you know, isolated and by ourselves.
That's possible.
I know.
Possible. Maybe. You believe in them, huh? Have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen anything glowing in the night up in the skies?
Just the Starlink satellites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Starlink satellites.
Yeah, space junk. Yeah, when we go up to Cedarville and we have the beautiful stars that we watch, boy, there's a lot. And been on
there's a lot of things.
And on Shasta Lake, on
yep.
a houseboat.
Yep.
You'll see amazing things in the galaxy.
And if you have the right app on your phone, it'll tell you this is a Soyuz rocket still going around the Earth and other things. Yeah. Anyway, have a good day. It's going to be raining. It's going to be a nasty week, my friend, so prepare. It's going to be really cold at night. But have a good day today, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.